This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden Saturday flew over some of the worst-hit areas in northern Florida from Hurricane Idalia this past week and then set out on a walking tour at Live Oak, a city recovering from the storm. At a news briefing at a local elementary school, Biden told Florida residents the government had their backs.
And from the moment this storm hit, federal search and rescue teams helped people whose homes were surrounded by water. And now the storm has passed, and you're dealing with what's left in its wake. And we're not going anywhere, the federal government. We're here to help the state as long as it takes.
Absent was Governor Ron DeSantis, a Republican presidential candidate, who declined to join Biden. Biden wouldn't ask about his rival's absence, said he was not disappointed by the turn of events, saying DeSantis had been helping and planning the tour. He also welcomed the presence of Republican Senator and former Governor Rick Scott. North Korea state media reported Saturday the nation conducted a simulated tactical nuclear attack drill earlier in the day.
In a statement, North Korea state media, KCNA, reported the drill was conducted in response to allied exercises by the U.S. and South Korea, which concluded earlier this week. The state media report said the drill was carried out to, quote, warn the enemies of the actual nuclear war danger, as Pyongyang again vowed to build up its military deterrence against Washington and South Korea. The joint annual summertime exercises between South Korea and the U.S., known as the Ulchi Freedom Shield, came to a close Thursday after an 11-day run featuring air drills with B-1B bombers. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
And you'll find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Nobel Foundation has withdrawn its controversial invitation for representatives of Russia, Belarus, and Iran to attend this year's Nobel Prize Award ceremonies. AP correspondent Sharon Karen Chamas.
The foundation had invited representatives of the three countries to attend, changing its position from a year earlier. It said the invitations promoted opportunities to convey the important messages of the Nobel Prize to everyone. However, several Swedish lawmakers threatened to boycott this year's Nobel Prize award ceremony in Stockholm in response. Many cited Russia's war on Ukraine and Iran's crackdown on human rights as legitimate reasons for their boycott. I'm Karen Chamas.
Following on the success of its unmanned moon landing, India's space agency launched a rocket Saturday to study the sun in its first such solar mission. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony.
It aims to study solar winds that can cause disturbances on Earth, commonly seen as auroras. Scientists clapped during the Indian Space Research Organization's live broadcast as a rocket left a trail of smoke and fire in its wake on Saturday. India's space agency later said on the social media platform X that the satellite was now in orbit. Named after the Hindi word for the sun, the Aditya L-1 spacecraft took flight barely a week after India beat Russia to become the first country to land on the south pole of the moon. The Aditya L-1 is designed to travel 930,000 miles over 4 months, far short of the sun, which is around 93 million miles from Earth. Scientists hope to learn more about the effects of solar radiation on the thousands of satellites in orbit.
Taiwan's government is racing to counter China, buying nearly $19 billion in military equipment from the United States and extending military conscription for men to a year starting in 2024. But many people on the island say they do not feel the threat. That may be partially due to the nuanced view many Taiwanese hold of China. While polls show most of the island reject the idea of reunification, many say they are attracted to their much larger neighbor's dynamic economy, shared language and culture. Others are simply numb to hearing about the threat in the backyard. Pope Francis joined Mongolian shamans, Buddhist monks, and a Russian Orthodox priest to highlight the role that religions can play in forging world peace. He presided over an interfaith meeting Sunday that underlie Mongolians' traditions of religious tolerance. The interfaith event at a theater in the capital came underway through Francis' four-day visit to Mongolia. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.